Grace be unto you and peace from that wondrous child, the child who was willing to leave his throne in heaven above and be born as your true brother to save you from your sins. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, trust me, that is perhaps one of the most powerful statements in the entire English language. Trust me. Those two little words have the power to convey a whole range of emotions, all the way from doubt and disdain to safety and security. Trust me. If someone who speaks those words has proven from the past that they cannot be trusted, then if they come to you and speak those two powerful words, you might have a lot of doubt that arises in your heart. Trust me. If someone who speaks those words has proven from the past that they have abused your trust, then if they come to you again and say, "Trust me," you may even feel a little bit of disdain in your heart. Trust me. At the same time, if the person who is speaking those words has proven to you in the past that they can indeed be trusted, then when they come to you and speak those two powerful little words, your heart will be overwhelmed with a sense of safety and security. Trust me. In essence, my friends, that is what the Lord God of heaven and earth is saying to you and to me through his servant Isaiah this morning. As we conclude our Sunday morning Advent sermon series, let's see how this portion of God's holy inspired word reveals to us, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that our God can indeed be trusted. With that in mind, let's study our text under the theme, Isaiah's Advent Gift of a Sign. Once again, the context in which we find these words is absolutely critical to a proper understanding of this text. In the opening portion of Isaiah chapter 7, we're told that Aram and Israel, the northern kingdom of Israel, had joined their forces together to attack the southern kingdom of Judah. While this first military campaign against the kingdom of Judah was very successful, Isaiah tells us that the beloved city of Jerusalem did not fall. But we're also told that when Ahaz, the king of Judah, and his people heard about this military campaign that was being waged against them, we're told that their hearts were shaken as the trees of the forest are shaken by the wind. It was at this point that the Lord God of heaven and earth sent a message to King Ahaz through his servant Isaiah. And amazingly, even though Ahaz was one of the most wicked kings to ever sit on the throne of great King David in the beloved city of Jerusalem, the Lord's message to Ahaz was not a message of judgment. No, rather, the Lord's message to Ahaz was, trust me, and to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that Ahaz could trust the Lord to deliver him from his enemies, the Lord gave to him an astounding command. Look at the opening verse of our text. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask the Lord your God for a sign, whether in the deepest depths or in the highest heights." Can you imagine a more amazing offer, my friends? The holy, just, and perfect God of heaven and earth gave this wicked, evil king carte blanche. He could ask for a sign, any sign he wanted, to prove that the Lord could indeed be trusted to keep his promise to him. How did Ahaz respond to the Lord's amazing offer? Did he respond with gratitude and with relief? Not at all. Ahaz responded to the Lord's amazing offer with disdain. Look at verse 12. But Ahaz said, "I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to the test." What an astounding display of hypocrisy. How did the Lord God respond to the hypocrisy of Ahaz? That brings us to the heart and core of our text for today, verses 13 and 14. Then Isaiah said, Hear now, you house of David. Is it not enough to try the patience of men? Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. It boggles my feeble little mind that the hypocrisy of unbelief was the catalyst for the Lord God giving to his people, for the Lord God giving to you and to me, one of the most amazing signs ever. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. Did these words of the prophet Isaiah resonate in the heart and in the mind of Joseph when the Lord said to him through his holy angel, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit? It would not surprise me at all. In essence, the Lord was saying to David exactly what he said to King Ahaz so many years before. Trust me. But whereas Ahaz's hypocrisy and unbelief led him to respond to the Lord's message with disdain, Joseph's faith and trust in the Lord led him to respond in this way. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and he took Mary home as his wife, but he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Trust me, that's what the Lord God of heaven and earth is still saying to you and to me, my friends. Look at my track record, says the God of heaven. Look at how faithfully I have kept all of my promises, and trust me. But wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice if the Lord God did indeed give us a sign, something to prove that we can indeed trust him? Think of the comfort that we would have. Think of how safe we would feel if only the Lord God would give us a sign, some kind of rainbow in the sky that we could look to whenever we are facing the storm clouds of difficulties and hardships and disappointments in our life. Wouldn't it be nice, my friends, if God would just give us a sign? He has, hasn't he? In fact, I can think of four signs that the God of heaven has given to you and to me, signs that bring to us a tremendous sense of safety and security. The first sign is none other than the child of Bethlehem. The virgin has conceived. The virgin has given birth to a son. His name is Emmanuel. That precious little baby whose birth we are preparing to celebrate once again is God's undeniable sign to you and to me that he not only had a plan to save us from our sins, but he fulfilled that plan by sending his very own son into this world to be our savior. Yes, Christmas is God's sign to you that you can indeed trust him. Understood correctly, we can also say that the sacraments of baptism and Holy Communion are God's signs to us, signs that bring to us a tremendous source of safety and security. Whenever we bring a child to be baptized with water in the name of the triune God, the God of heaven himself is saying to us, trust me. Trust me when I say to you that through this holy sacrament, I am washing that child clean of all of their sins. Trust me when I say to you that through this holy sacrament, I am adopting that child to be my own. Dearly beloved daughter, or dearly beloved son, whenever we approach the Lord's altar to receive his holy supper, the God of heaven is saying to you and to me, trust me. Trust me when I say to you, take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Trust me when I say to you, take and drink. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. trust me. Trust what I have given to you. Trust what I have done for you. That's what the Lord God is saying to you and to me every time we faithfully administer His holy signs, the holy sacraments of baptism and the Lord's Supper. That leaves just one more sign, doesn't it? And you know exactly what that sign is. What sign has God given to us to prove to us that we can trust Him? What sign has God given to us to prove to us just how deeply He loves us? What sign has God given to us to prove to us that all of our sins are completely forgiven? That sign is none other than the cross of our dear Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Think about it, my friends. Think of the comfort and the confidence that you and I receive every time we lift up our eyes to the cross. Think of the safety and the security that we experience as we continue to cling to the old rugged cross. Even during the darkest and the most difficult days of our life, the cross of Jesus Christ is God's sign to us that He has everything under control. The cross of Jesus Christ is God's sign to us that everything will be okay. The cross of Jesus Christ is God's sign to us that we can depend on Him for absolutely everything. Not only everything that we need in this life, but for everything that we need in our life in His eternal heavenly home. Trust me. That is indeed one of the most powerful statements in the entire English language. Sadly, we probably all know someone who has abused that trust, and therefore we no longer trust them. Hopefully, we all know at least one person who has proven to us that they are indeed trustworthy. And so whenever they say to us, "Trust me," our heart is indeed filled with a sense of safety and security. Trust me. That is what the Lord God was saying to King Ahaz so many years ago. Trust me. That is what the Lord God was saying both to the Virgin Mary and to Joseph through the message of His holy angel. Trust me. That is what the God of heaven is still saying to you and to me. As we celebrate Christmas, as we bring our loved ones to be baptized, as we receive His holy supper, and as we stay focused on His cross, trust me, says the Lord our God. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Please rise.